Ladies and gentlemen, we have what in Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans terms could be classified as a huge, huge announcement. And here it is. As of tonight, we officially have a fourth member of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. And in case you haven't already figured it out, and in case you aren't looking at us on Facebook, that fourth member is none other than Denise Tapscott.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hold on.
It is an honor. Choice.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yay! Yay!
Looked like a cloud shitted on you. What was that?
First time. Denise, so first of all, I think I speak for the rest of the team when I say thank you for, you know, agreeing to, you know, classy the joint up. Let's say it like that.
It is my pleasure. Absolutely.
Anything you'd like to impart on us before we get into the actual festivities of the episode?
Anything in particular? No, just it's always so much fun to chit chat with you guys. I'm really looking forward to this. I love it.
All right. Yes.
You guys are my new BFFs. I love it.
Aw.
Fantastic.
Aw, thank you.
Well, Kirk, take a look at that orange couch because, you know, when you go get stranded in California one day, that's probably where you'd be sleeping.
That's right.
So
you can sleep on the couch.
It looks good. It looks good.
Maybe a little too small. Anyway. Folks, we have an exciting, exciting show for you. We're going to jump into some nerd stuff first. And then since we are definitely not the kings and now queen of segues, we'll just bounce around from there. But first, before we get into anything else, I want to address this Peacemaker show that while certainly resolving itself in a nice way, and certainly you know, I love to see Viola Davis, even if it's only for literally 10 seconds. And as much as I love Danielle Brooks ever since Orange is the New Black, ever since you know, John Cena decided he was going to be something of a superhero actor person and all that, so you know, God bless him and in that journey, but I'm not sure how to feel about a white supremacist in an Iron Man costume.
And a white dragon.
I'm going to, it's so here's the thing. Last I checked, the folks in that specific demographic were anti-science, which is a bit of a contradiction. It's a bit of a, I just need an explanation. Does anybody out there, or either of you three, does anybody have an explanation as to how someone of that particular sort ends up with, like, is there something in the comics that explains this? Like, is there something that makes sense out of someone like this having an Iron Man-esque type battle suit?
Yeah, I think so. The White Dragon costume is from the comic books.
Mm. Okay.
It is DC canon.
Okay.
I think the other part is racist and bigots and the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in all shapes and sizes, like M&Ms, or like peanuts.
I'll say peanuts. M&Ms are always the same.
Except the peanut M&Ms, they're always different from the regular. Yeah. But yeah, they come in shapes and sizes. And you know, we're talking about a kind of, I want to say, almost like a new phenomenon, or better yet, you know, these motherfuckers are hypocrites. Mm-hmm. They can be as anti-science as you want, yet them niggas will still be using a microwave and get, like, you know, the V8s in their trucks right? And the engineering degree and the whole shebang. A lot of that anti-science doesn't come from so much as the actual engineering field, right? I don't think a lot of them even consider engineering a science. And I think a lot of it comes down also to them really almost them not trusting science is almost shorthand for not trusting scientific institutions, right? Because it is the same motherfuckers who talk about big pharma.
Yeah.
Not realizing that we've been dealing with the idea, the concept of big pharma since the 70s. And a lot of them actually still, you know, give into the idea of, you know, still byproducts of big science more so than anything else. So, I mean, it's not so much the weird part isn't so much that he has it. It's how he was able to get not so much the suit, but the pocket dimension that he has in his house.
Right. And doesn't he make the helmets?
He makes the helmets. And he makes the helmets.
So, to me, it's kind of contradictory too, though.
Well, you know, intelligence, I don't think intelligence has little to do with how you're emotionally, you as an emotional adult, right? Or better yet, intelligence and wisdom aren't the same thing.
Right.
Right.
I see that for sure.
Right. He's not a wise man. He's actually an ugly man. He's actually a very ugly, ugly and disturbing man. That doesn't mean he wasn't intelligent.
Right.
I mean, shit, look at half the shit the fucking Nazis did. It wasn't that they were stupid. And they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, especially creating a bureaucracy and an infrastructure to facilitate the mass killing of millions of people who were not like them.
Right.
That does take some form of organizational intelligence, cognitive intelligence, you know, this goes to this, one and one is two, you know, it takes a bit of that to do that. You know, the question always a wise person be asking, well, is this the right thing to do?
Right? No, it is not.
And them niggas don't know what the right thing to do is.
Or they don't care.
And they don't care. Right. Like a lot of CEOs I think we have in business in nowadays, right? Really, should we create a tunnel system for cars to go faster to the other side? Like they did in California, Elon Musk, right? You can do it. You can create it. Should you create it? Could that technology go someplace else instead? That'd be more beneficial.
Right. For more people.
Right. They're not thinking that shit.
No.
But I think that's what plays into the hypocrisy of all of it, because it's like, we don't want anybody else using this technology to do exactly what we're about to do with this technology, because that would be bad for other people except for us. And it's like, okay, but you've made all, because keep in mind now, he's the only person outside of his son. Mm-hmm. He'd never shared that technology with his,
anybody.
With right, his troops. Right.
Nope.
You know, his boys didn't come out of jail. He didn't have somebody watching the place while he was locked up and was like, you know, I trust you to go in there and make sure X, Y, and Z, you know, he gave them just enough. It's almost like what Total Recall, where he says, you know, I don't give you enough information for you to think. I just need you to do. And that's all that's required of you.
Yeah.
And I think kind of one of the sad components to it is that Peacemaker tries desperately, like any child would, for his parent to say, you know, no, he's not a bad guy. He's just, you know, despite all of the horrible things this man did to him as a child, I mean, he had to murder his own brother
And then got mad about it.
Yeah.
And blamed him for it. Yeah.
It's like, bitch, you told it.
And it almost plays into, I think, that kind of father-son dynamic. When you have villains like that, is like it kind of reminded me of Faramir and Boromir. And their father, and the fact that nothing Faramir did, you know, Faramir at one point was like, I used to slay dragons, you know, and still nothing he did pleased his father, was good enough for his father, you know, was always, you know, I put Boromir ahead of you. Because I think there's a part of a structure where I don't want to believe that at any point in my life I failed at anything. And, you know, you kind of get the sense of that with Peacemaker's father. You know, it's like, I failed. I'm not going to admit that I'm the reason my oldest child is dead. You know, that wasn't my fault. Me putting my sons against each other. Oh, no, that's totally his. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make these.
With motherfuckers placing bets.
Yeah.
Right,
which kid
will
beat up which kid?
Yeah.
Like, in a dirt pit. God. Yeah.
No. Steve, you know, they're both character. You heard that before. It's good for him. Build character.
Yeah.
My stars.
Last time I was in a pit fight, that's exactly what came up.
That toxic masculinity shit will fuck you up.
It will.
Yeah.
It will. Along with the right cross.
No.
But that still goes back to what's bought. You know, the person that would do that has, if for the sake of this story, he has this like fucking suit. And it's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, this is also, he's also in the same universe as Superman.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Why wasn't this taken care of already? I mean, right. I'm just saying.
America.
because it wasn't, it's like anything else. Until it becomes a direct threat to you, right. it's not a problem. You know, right. Even up to the
a lot of probably didn't know about it.
Even up to the last moment of the show, where it's like, yo, call the Justice League or somebody here to help.
Right.
And it's almost like, all right, well, we'll trouble them to come down here. I mean, we're talking about a guy that stops trains from going off the track. You can't come down here and stop a white supremacist take over. That's not a problem, but that downtown number 6 that's about to fall off the track, I gotta say them.
I gotta say them, right.
Well, to me, that's the difference between DC and Marvel, too, because in Marvel, they care about, like, the regular people in general. Right. Whereas in DC, if I'm not standing next to Lois Lane, I'm in big trouble. Big trouble. Sure, man, he's not coming. Oh, hi, Lois. Oh, now I'm great. I'm saved. Yeah, I don't have to be near Pepper Potts. I'm still good. You know, Iron Man's still to look out for me.
Especially like, you getting robbed, and you know, Spider Man shows up, and it's like, holy shit!
Yeah, hi, Spidey.
Spidey. That nigga was in multiverses. Now he's saving you from a murder.
Batman.
Shit. Wait, yeah. That's not the Joker.
Right, next. Okay.
Good luck, lady.
I'll find my way home.
Hey, man, but before you go, you think you can loan me a grappling hook or something? I got to cross town with them clowns over there, man.
And this, it's not the Joker, so you're not going to have my back on that one either. So.
Wait, I'm sorry. You know what's funny, Denise?
Like a throwing star?
You know what's funny? Batman Bruce Wayne is the same nigga. He'd be like, oh. We can't build new complexes with shelters and affordable housing in mind. We can't put it here. We should put it over there. And then as Batman, he's like this. You know, they really should build shelters around here. You're the same nigga.
Same guy. Did I take your meds? Let me find a villain. Maybe I can get some help there.
Right.
That's clearly the solution in Gotham. You got to act like you out your motherfucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put you in Arkham, and you get to chill.
Right. Make some friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, you get until you're part of the Joker's next escape plan, in which case then you get filled up with toxin left in his bed. Right. And so, yeah, then maybe that's not the way. No,
maybe not. But if you survive, then you could be his friend.
But you know, I think
be the Joker's friend. That's like being Suge Knight.
Well, like Harley Quinn, right? She survived, so.
Right, and now she got a shitty job.
Mark, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, to Denise's point, I think you know what the difference is that all the Marvel superheroes actually go through a bad patch. The superheroes in DC don't go through as bad a patch as, you know.
That's true.
Look at Wolverine, man. Like, minding your business. Somebody stick you in a tank, put this stuff inside your body, and then send you out into the street. I mean, you got the mutants who have to deal with racism and prejudice. Mm-hmm. You got,
Spidey, who's just broke.
And right.
He just broke. And he can't find money.
And no. Even like, if you think about the Vulture, mm-hmm. His whole thing was like, y'all took my federal contracts away.
Right.
All I wanted to do was fulfill. All y'all had to do was pay me my contract. Right. And mm-hmm. So I could pay. And he even said, he was like, I just need to pay my people. That's all. And the government's like, nah, you out of here. So he's like, right. So I'm going to take it. So he did exactly what most of us would do when we get fired from a job. We take stuff.
Yep.
Right. Run the job. I'm gonna take this pencil sharpener. I'll see how y'all like it.
I got a red stapler.
Yo, let me tell you, this stapler right here, as a matter of fact. Now, come on. You can't blame me for that. That's a nice
And then when DC ready to do, they like go overboard, sticking motherfuckers' wives and girlfriends in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or... You know, they just go overboard. Like, dude, you didn't have to do that shit to make a point. Right. or fucking having like, you know, shooting Gordon
or something.
Shooting Gordon and Batwoman, Batgirl, shooting them and then running off giggling. Mm-hmm. And then try to set up a bomb.
Ran off giggling.
Right.
I've never seen anybody. I mean, you see plenty of people get shot and, you know, whatever, but run off giggling after you've shot them.
Like the bad guys,
shit right there.
Like, they make the bad guys crazy that they have no reason other than the fact that they're just psychotic, as opposed to like most of the villains in the Marvel universe, you know, they do shit because I need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You'll destroy my environment.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm just born bad, like Loki.
Well, there's a couple crazy motherfuckers in there. I mean, Thanos mm-hmm. and his whole "I'm gonna make
it." Right. Well, yeah, but you know the story behind Thanos, though. That's the thing. There's like more of a thing where, you know, shit. Thanos had a family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Thanos came from a family of people who were like, just I can't accept this nigga because he's so damn ugly. Right, you get treated like that for a while. That shit fucks you up. Yo, why he got like ribs on his chin?
I know.
How do you live looking like a bag of Franks?
Right. How do you stay sane when your brother is fucking Cupid?
Right.
Your brother is Star Fox.
Yeah.
Who's considered like the hottest dude in like the universe or whatever the fuck. And then you come out with Franks on your chin.
You know what? You just made me remember that when remember Spike TV?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So when Spike TV got the rights to air the prequels to Star Wars, there was a poster in Times Square that said, a guy can only be called Annie so many many times before he loses it. And I was like,
that's funny.
And I'm like, Annie. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Who are you calling Annie?
But think about this. The Marvel universe, you know what's
going on? And then he became Little Orphan Annie after his mom got it.
Oh.
That's worse than that May joke that's going around about Spider-Man. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, sorry.
But think about this, though. In the Marvel universe, all them cats actually get locked up in our jails. They don't go to Arkham Asylum.
Right.
They don't go to Black Gate. They go to Rikers.
Attica.
They go to Attica.
Mm-hmm. Really? There's no special. Wait, there's no special jail in
Mar- there's one. There's one. No, there's one. But yeah, for supervillains.
But for supervillains.
For like, yeah, like the mugger gets sent to regular jail. Right. And I think like low level motherfuckers get sent to like regular jail, but they have like the island, I think they call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then there's like an alternate dimension that I think Reed Richards sends some of his criminals to, I think, in the comics.
Exactly. Because you can't put Sandman in a regular jail cell. Yeah. What kind of waste of time is that?
Right.
But my thing guarantee is like, there's probably some. Now, only the black villains get right sent to regular jail.
Right.
Like every time Luke Cage brings in a villain, they're like this. Oh, send him to jail. Wait, but he can turn into water. Put him in a jar.
Put him in a jar.
The lid on
it.
Put him in. You got niggas walking by going, "Hey, yo, you got a cup?" Hey, yo. Oh, nigga, yo, nigga, you thirsty?
Hey, you know what? You be sexy with some vodka right about now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, God, my man sweating up in here. Y'all need to do something about this cat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, yo,
but that, everybody
that is inmate, sweet. That inmate in cell block 4, man, yo, he a tall cup of water right there, bro.
And I'm thirsty.
But everybody escapes from Arkham. That's the thing that I don't understand. I'm like, this is the most lax, insane asylum on the planet. Like, you got cats in there. Just a week later, Batman comes in there. Did you check the cell? Which cell? Well, he was in there last night. Check it again. And he opened the door. There's a hologram of the guy.
Right.
Well, that's what I thought. It's been 24 hours. But I think I know where he's going. We don't leave town. We go to the same plot.
And then that's the other thing.
Right.
That's the other thing. Like Cleveland is a nice place to be when Batman's looking for you, I think. You
know? That's right. Yeah.
Like, oh, he'll never look for me here. In
that
Toledo.
Shit is funny. Go to all hang out the same bar. make it easy for like the Flash to come interrogate motherfuckers.
I remember that episode. Of Justice League, I remember that.
Somebody we got to talk about the eagle, though.
I love Eagly.
That eagle had me screaming.
That was definitely funny.
I want an eagle as a pet, man.
Right. I saw an eagle hug
him like man.
Yeah.
I just saw an eagle hug a man, and the way she delivered that line is just perfect. Was just like,
yeah.
Like my reality is just all fucked up right now because I just saw an eagle
hug a man.
Hug a man. Yeah, she was great. She was great. Yeah, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So big ups to her.
They really pulled that off.
Yeah. Ultimately, it was fun. It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Just like because somebody else actually, not me, they put this meme out. It was just like, you know what. You know, when you put out this whole white dragon thing in the middle of Black History Month, you know, I had issue with this. So I'm going to let this go. I'm going to keep my eye on you, James Gunn.
Right.
Right.
Brother has a point. Brother has a point.
No, he absolutely does. See that? That was the only thing for me, too. It's kind of like, you know, as much as, you know, we all understand, you know, white supremacists are fucked up in that bad and they're villains, period.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. Villains, period.
Period.
Why ain't you giving us a show where the black characters actually defeat the white supremacists?
Yeah.
Why got to be another white dude defeating the white supremacists? Like you're clearing out the closets and shit instead of just like having people who really hate clutter come do that shit for you. Right? Like black people really do not like white supremacists. We will scorch the motherfucking planet of that shit. But you're like, no, we don't want the black superhero doing that shit.
Well, we had a taste of it.
Let's get the white guy doing it.
Get a small taste of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they shut that shit down quick.
Yeah, hence no second season. Right. Even though it was wildly successful. Even though the numbers were through the roof. Even though you couldn't go anywhere without ending up in a conversation about it.
This is a second season. This is how bad a show about black people taking care of white supremacy is. At the end of Lovecraft Country, they took away all the magic power from white folks. Mm-hmm. Well, all they said, you know what? Y'all niggas don't deserve it. All that shit is gone. We are like, whoa, that's a scorched earth policy. Yeah. You can't have that in a second season.
I got a feeling this show is going to get picked up if somewhere, you know, because this always happens. A popular show that doesn't get picked up, the fans scream and holler about it, and then somebody somewhere, you know, it's going to be one of those channels none of us subscribe to, like Hulu or something. They're going to decide, oh, we're going to pick it up, and I'm not going to be able to see one episode because I'm like, I'm already paying for five different streaming services already.
Wait, were you talking about Lovecraft getting picked up? Because it's kind of been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, that does happen. I mean, time does go
Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that happened.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do that shit and, you know, Lovecraft Country comes back under a different title with all the characters from Stranger Things except the black
Right. That would be so missing.
It would be. And we were all looking at him like this. Like that, wait, Mark, like that dude in Hunter? When they're not getting the car, they're like, and then they bring that shit out in Christmas.
Christmas.
All right, you gotta explain the Hunter reference because the rest of the audience wasn't with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was. You guys got it to see it. It's going on YouTube. And
it's a Steve McQueen movie.
Oh,
and basically, there's a scene when he's chasing this guy, and he steals a wrecker. Oh. To try and he's chasing him in this circular garage, and there's his brother, you know,
looking like Steve Harvey,
got his hat, nice suit,
with a cigar,
and clenching his teeth, driving his white caddy, and like Steve McQueen comes around the turn and slams into the side of his car.
Oh no!
And the brother just sits there like this,
right.
Right. While he's like literally taking the end of this dude's car off as he's driving by.
And, and because the space between the brother's car and the other car is so small, and Steve McQueen's driving a wrecker, he's literally pushing and shoving his truck between the car. So you see the brother, brother in the ride is leaned back, and this is what you see. And the funny shit is, hold on, let me get this right. This is the picture you see.
Ooh, took the glasses off.
That's exactly how it is.
And he's just looking.
And McQueen literally looks down at him and he's like, I got no words for you. It's like,
he's shoving his truck through this thing.
The only thing that would have made that funnier is if it was Sherman Hemsley.
Oh, I swear to God. Gosh.
Yeah,
I thought about that while I was, what would make this better? Sherman Hemsley. Because Sherman Hemsley makes everything better. Anyway, so Peacemaker, if you haven't already watched it, and we haven't somehow managed to spoil it for you, go ahead and check that out. I think we're all pretty much in a consensus that if you're a fan, enjoyed that last Suicide Squad movie, you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
It's totally adult. If you're an adult, watch that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's not for
if you're an adult.
Not for kids.
And I think it's warranted to say that it's not just because, I mean, as an adult, the violence is going to be there, but you're going to also be able to pick up on these moments of real sincerity and heart that come across in a lot of the scenes in the episodes. It's something that children will not pick up on. Right. They'll just be excited because, oh my God, the violence, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But as an adult, we'll pick up on, wow, that was like a moment. You know what I mean? So, or better yet, we should say,
like that too.
Right. Or somebody, if you're not mature enough to handle shit like that.
Not mature enough to handle the immaturity.
right. Yeah, you should be. Yeah, this is for mature audiences only.
For mature audiences only. But I like some of the jokes, like when they're talking about how, Peacemaker, he's a bully, and then his feelings are hurt. He's like,
yes.
Olden days when you couldn't just, you know,
Right.
You rape somebody, be mean to them, and that have their feelings hurt. It's like,
you know, you're
I love the bloopers though. The bloopers that didn't seem like they, that the whole outtake about the duck almost had me. I was like, oh no, we're gonna have a whole conversation about it. Doesn't make sense. You know, how would the duck lips fit over my? I'm like, oh,
right.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
Hey, speaking of good, we have a black lady headed to the Supreme Court.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Joe Biden. Yep. Keeping a fucking campaign promise.
Figure.
Bill met 11. I mean, I'm happy about it, but of course, you know, all right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Fucking Tucker Carlson. Fucking Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
And a host of other people that really should at this point just be catapulted into the sun, I think. it's just tiring. It's just incredibly exhausting. Like I don't know. I don't even know what else to say outside of the fact that I think I said it. Tucker Carlson catapulted into the sun. I'd
pay a dollar for that.
Yeah.
Would too. Yeah.
I should probably start a Kickstarter just to see what the fuck.
Just to see.
I mean, outside of the police showing up.
I got you. I'll start that shit.
You know what? I'm honestly starting to get the feeling that people are tired of this. And I don't.
Well, we are.
I mean, in general, I think it's you know, I think in the first 6 months of within that first year of Biden taking office, I think you know, we were still, everybody was kind of at each other's throat and everything.
Yeah.
And now I'm beginning to get the sense that people are like, you know what? It's like, what's his name right now has been told, we can kick you off the ballot down here in North Carolina.
Awesome.
Matt Cawthorn is mad at, but they're like, yeah, but it's a law. We can do that. Mm. And you know what? We just might, because we're, you know, You're not doing anything. You're not serving any kind of purpose.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear the story.
And I think now what's starting to happen is it's just tiring. It's like, there's still that group of people out there that are going to follow these folks no matter what. But this whole thing, I mean, we all know Joe made a promise. We're going to put a black woman in office. You all know that you're not going to get this stopped. It's not going to happen. You can delay it all you want or do whatever you think you feel like, but she's going to be on this.
Ketanji's going to be there. Yeah.
She's going to be there.
Ketanji Brown Jackson. Get ready.
you know,
I love that name.
It's Brown and Jackson.
Right. Brown and Jackson. And I think now what I'm also starting to see is like Joe is turning into the Joe Biden that we made all those memes about.
Right.
Because Joe is basically
like finally.
Joe is like, you know what? I ain't got time for this crap. I got a problem with this clown over in the Ukraine that I got to deal with. And yeah, she going to be Supreme Court Justice. What?
Yeah,
whatever. Anyway, like I said, she's going to be on the Supreme Court Justice, and we're going to make that happen. And I'll see y'all later, because I actually got work to do. Because even now, you know, even when you bring up Trump around him, he literally like he doesn't hold any punches anymore.
Right.
Like, the man's an idiot. He was and this at the end, I'm like, you know what? About time at least somebody in the Democratic Party is going to start acting like, you know,
they got balls.
No reason to hold your tongue anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so
yeah, you Trump, know, and I'm never heard of her.
Never heard of her. I don't know her.
Yes.
And it's so, you know, it's just a matter of time before, you know, I mean, even what's her name? The Cheney.
Oh, Liz Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Liz Cheney was like, oh, so you're going to take my seat from me in Wyoming? Yeah, good luck with that. She don't even look like she's breaking a sweat over that. She's like, yeah, probably I'm conservative. Not. She's like, I'm probably conservative. Not. I'm still following how I am, but go censure. What is it? Shut up. It's like, you forgot her daddy shot somebody and was like, oh, right. There was bullets in that gun?
Right.
My bad.
What was it? What was it? We're going duck hunting. Bullets in the gun, no ducks in the sky. You shot and you discharged your weapon.
Yeah.
Wait. Dick Cheney straight did a Looney Tunes. Dick Cheney was like, you remember that Looney Tunes about the dog where Elmer Fudd, and he was like, remember, boy, two go out, but only one comes back. And he's like, he'll say something to you like, come on, boy, let's go hunting. And the dog is the whole time like, two go out, but only one comes back.
Dick Cheney's singing Tina Turner. We don't need another hero.
Well, he is the roughest, toughest, tootinest, rootinest vice president of all time.
The Pecos.
Exactly.
I
bastard. You think you heard about shooting a hunting partner?
For real.
Oh, please.
Dick Cheney.
Talk about not breaking a sweat.
Right.
I really believe Dick Cheney has like a particular special holiday where he goes into another alternate universe and rubs baby lotion on Cthulhu.
Oh God!
So, just to keep, just you know, just because it's the holiday.
I think you guys can see that. I can see that.
Greasing up a tentacle or shit like that. I'm like, hey, nigga, what you doing? Yeah.
What's good? I brought some ribs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I could really see that.
Dick Cheney, yeah, he was one of the evilest men.
But he was an evil motherfucker. And speaking of shooting motherfuckers, shout out to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Yeah. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my new motherfucking hero. I'm sorry. My man is, and I'm praying nothing happens to him.
Yeah, on the for ground. Real.
Oh, Lord. Exactly.
You're on the ground.
Speaking of memes, somebody did a split screen of him standing in the courtyard somewhere with his troops, and then a split screen in that and Ted Cruz in the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Like some leaders lead, some don't.
Some run to Cancun.
Yeah, exactly.
And some run.
Well, yeah. You know what? You gotta give up some big ups to Kazakhstan. Because they said today, Russia called up and was like, we need help. They was like,
Good.
No, nigga, no.
No, my brother. You got to get your home.
Did
you hear me?
Right.
We heard you.
Yep.
Your point being what? It's like
yeah. Like, yes, and?
We no. So it's
good luck with your endeavors. May the odds be ever in your favor.
I'm picturing the president of Kazakhstan sitting on a throne saying that same thing to the envoy. Good luck with your endeavors. Godspeed, mother of Russ.
Exactly. Here, have some hand sanitizer. Yeah, right. On your way out. Right. We have plenty of it because we're Kazakhstan.
Yes. I am still concerned about those who allied themselves with Russia for this whole fucking thing.
I'm trying to
see who did it.
Ooh, like Tucker Carlson in Belarus?
Again, I saw that meme.
catapult into the sun.
Into this,
yeah,
and that would make
the president of Belarus really literally stripped a line out of Star Wars from the Emperor. He's like, oh, I'm afraid our military will be quite operational when your friends arrive.
Yes,
it's like,
oh my, that was yes. I mean, when I first heard that in the movie, I was like this.
Oh, yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
That's one of them. Like,
here's one for you. How can they jam our signal if they don't know where?
Yeah. Pop!
Everybody, pop!
That's no moon.
Yes, it's like, it's come, boy.
It's come.
Look out the window. Watch your
right.
Because the idea of, hey, why don't we do this? Go around the back end of Endor and regroup until we can come back around and actually get these guys. Nah, we're gonna stay right here bottlenecked and keep fighting. It's like
yeah, that's oh, man.
And that's your strategy of the week, huh? Oh, okay. All right.
That's right. That's how we're gonna play ball this time.
That's yeah, how Hollywood they, works, you know, because in real life, hope is not a strategy.
No, but motherfuckers act like it is.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, we'll hope you'll get a house, homeless, like Eric Adams. We hope this works. Cops are going to go in and take all the homeless people out of the subway systems. And Godspeed, I got to go.
Godspeed. Yeah.
And we hope that they'll good find luck. Some place to live.
Good luck with your endeavors.
Eric Adams, man. Like, dude. Holy. Dude, you look.
Yeah, you know what? That's just another one of those. That's a telling tale about politics. When in New York, we all knew, like, well, it's either him or the guy who started the Guardian Angels.
and exactly right. And
No. It's either him or Staten Island.
Oh
yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Because that's who voted for Sleep was Staten Island.
Up in Staten Island.
Okay, well, yeah, we got and
Staten Island, whose best restaurant is actually one of those little hole in the wall spots that's right where they dock the fucking ferry.
with a red beret on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Staten Island.
You know who Eric Adams reminds me of? The president. The president from
Fifth Element.
No.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
I'm being that's being generous.
Oh shit.
No, I'm thinking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So Eric Adams, what do you think about the? I think, ow, did something hit me? It's like,
oh wow,
Z4 Beetlebox, is that his name? Z4 Beetlebox.
Oh wow,
wait,
with two heads. Yes,
wait, the man took part of his salary in crypto when he started out.
I did what? Not
notice. and lost it.
Wait, wow. No, Kirk, exactly. Wow. I didn't even know that. Like, that's bananas.
Wow.
So how did we get here? How did we get to everybody being very dissatisfied with de Blasio? Eric Adams walks up and he's like, hold my beer.
Like, and you know what's funny? At least de Blasio earned that. At least he earned. He didn't come out the gate tripping and falling over his feet.
No, like,
the bottom line is that Eric Adams' whole sole purpose, and I knew this when I voted for him because it was obvious, it was all about the police. Mm-hmm. He's never really interested about the people of New York. It's that this fool made it to the top and now he want to prove to the police, because I'm pretty sure when he was a cop,
yeah,
he was not treated well. Because most black cops are not. Let's yes, be real.
My father
could have told you stories of what came out of some of those precinct houses. So you basically showed up, and it wasn't even. It's not even about, like, I don't even think he knows what he's doing anymore. And you only been there 2 months.
Ouch.
I mean, like the big joke was he was coming up with this reform for the subway, and then six people got stabbed like within 24 hours before the reform could even come out.
So it's right.
It's
almost like he got a supervillain working against him.
He doesn't. I don't think
I want to reform the subway, mayor.
Shit, maybe you got a supervillain working for him. And be like, yeah. Right? Yeah, so you can justify the bad plan he already had. You're like, this plan really is shit. What are we gonna do? Hey, let's get that guy. Whatever. Okay. Let him just stab a couple of people on a training suit and just roll this shit out.
It was about bail reform. And I'm like, So all the problems we have, bruh, have to do with policing, the policies of policing, and the judicial system here in the city, which you are not going to be able to fix. Meanwhile, you got a bad ACS system. You got a bad Department of Educational system. Mm. You have all of these cracks and stuff that actually you could probably make a dent in. You know what you could also do? You could start paying your city workers more money and a living wage if you want to get people on your side to help you rather than screaming about, oh, well, you know, we're not going to defund the police, this, that, we're not doing it. Bro, that's not even... Like right now, nobody even cares about that at this point. It's like literally you have at least 15, 20 projects here in Brooklyn all going up, calling themselves affordable housing. And you have to be making at least $95,000 to $150,000 a year to even get your name on the list. And that's affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
that's right.
Most average city workers are making below $60,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at least maybe what you should do is maybe what they should do is call Bloomberg up and make him deputy mayor so he can go in there and just fire people, because that's what he did when he came in to office. He came in, they were like, well, we should give Giuliani one more year because of the whole 9/11 thing. And he was like, no, next question. And it was like, well, what about the 9/11 ceremony? You didn't show up to that. Yeah, because I got a job to do. Next. He's like, went down to the DOE, was like, how long you been working here? Oh, I've been here 35 years. Uh-huh. And you're in what tier? What tier are you? One. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that tier and let's start this. And in fact, we're going to fire. We're going to let all of y'all go and you can reapply for your job under the new tier system.
Oh, how about that?
And good chunk of those people retired. Got out of the system because that's what he was trying to do. He was like, y'all been here too long. You're sucking up this money. Yeah. Y'all need to go sit down. How old are you? 75. No, you're fired and you want your job back. You have to reapply. And now we cleaned out the system. But
we're still fucked up.
Well, yeah, because if you're working at 75.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Denise. Yes. If you're working at 75,
you're working at 75 years old.
That means something's going wrong.
Yeah. You still can't afford. Oh, gosh.
If you still can't afford to live in a city.
Right.
And you can't afford to live in Staten Island.
Reapply and you.
But Denise, you know what all of those 75 year old people did?
What did they do?
When they let them go, they moved to North Carolina.
Oh,
South Carolina,
they did.
Georgia. Yeah. They left the city. They didn't even stay in New York. They left.
Yeah.
They knew their money was going to go longer.
Their money was going to go longer.
Yeah.
And that was like, a lot of them were like, well, that was my plan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
14 years ago when I had the money. I'm just making this money because I can now.
Mm-hmm.
And
same with California. Yeah. When people leave, they go to the South and to Texas, places they can really afford. The California money will make them better. Somewhere else. But you can't, once you leave, you can't come back. I'm sure same thing with New York. You leave.
No. Once you gone, you ain't coming back here.
You ain't trying to come back. You ain't trying to come back.
Well, you might, yeah.
I think at a certain point it's kind of like, y'all fucked up things so much.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, here's my address for my pension. Bye, motherfucker.
Bye.
Exactly. Right.
Bye.
Ain't you coming back for so and so's bar mitzvah?
Nope.
You know they can come to Florida for that.
Put me on Zoom weather. Call when that shit happened.
Right.
Right.
Thank God for Zoom.
Thank God for Zoom.
Thank God for Zoom.
And you know what? As we are about to wrap up this episode, Denise, as a full cast member of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, and also with it being Black History Month 2022 coming to a close, I feel like it's only right to close this episode off with a little game.
Okay.
Now, normally, what we've done in the past is we've played something called Name That Racist.
Yes.
But tonight, because it's a celebration, bitches, we are actually going to play a different game.
Uh-oh.
We're going to keep it positive tonight.
Yay!
And we are going to play Name That Wonderful Black Person.
Wow.
I like that.
Yay.
We might need to do that every month, I think. That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like that.
That's okay. A good idea.
And speaking of the idea,
can I have an easy one?
Wow.
You're like, oh, it was a Swedish guy that invented the typewriter.
Right, right.
Oh, that's funny.
Johan von.
Did I put?
Right. And he is black.
And he's black, right.
All right. Leroy von Strassenberg. Heavy on the Leroy.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We got 10 questions. We're going to start with Denise. And then anybody can steal, and we'll keep points because that's how this kind of game is played.
Okay.
All right, Denise, are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to be. Yeah.
All right, great. First question. First wonderful black person. This expert in the field of blood plasma and blood storage, his work in the creation of blood plasma saved countless lives.
Wow. I've seen his picture, but I don't know his name.
Okay.
I know. Blood plasma. I don't know. I'm going to say Johnson. It's got to be wrong. But
that's super wrong. I know.
I ain't stealing shit. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Blood plasma.
I feel like
I should know this. The person I'm thinking of isn't blood plasma. It was the heart.
He did right.
The heart.
It's at John St. John Hopkins University. You're thinking of that guy, right? Hopkins University did the heart transplant.
Yeah,
he had HBO.
It's not him.
That's not him.
Oh.
All right, Steven, give it to us.
Dr. Charles Drew.
Charles Drew. I should know that.
Yeah.
I should totally know that. Charles Drew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, no relation to Nancy.
Yeah, no.
No relation to Nancy.
Died in a horrible accident, actually. And there's some debate as to whether or not reason he ended up dying was because he wasn't allowed into the hospital because they didn't have Negro beds. Other people are saying that, you know, had they let him in, he would have died anyway, etc. Anyway, but Dr. Blood Charles Drew, pretty much. Yes, he was a pioneer in all of that blood transfusion. And he fought against when they were trying to keep blood for blood donations and whatever separate. The black blood here and the white blood here, and meanwhile fucking difference,
right?
But that was Dr. Charles Drew.
Dang it.
All right, this one's for you, Mark. This man was hailed as the greatest pitcher to come out of the Negro League era with, among many other staggering statistics, 118 wins.
Watch me get this wrong. Satchel Paige?
No, you're absolutely right.
Ah!
Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, Mark. Oh, shit. Nice. He surprised himself.
Because there was a couple of really great Negro ball players, and I knew Satchel Paige was one of them. I was like, all right.
Wow. All
right. I was like, Hank Aaron was not a pitcher.
Right.
No.
I was like, Delroy Lindo played him.
You're absolutely right, Kirk.
Delroy Lindo played him in the movie.
He certainly did. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right, Kirk. I think this is a gimme. But we'll see. The first African-American woman elected to Congress who also ran for president in 1972.
Reagan was oppressed by the voter for Shirley Chisholm.
That motherfucker. That's right.
Very, very. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Once you said that, I'm like, oh, man, that was a gimme.
Kind of a gimme. But yeah, I can't make them all ridiculously hard.
I got to say, and you know, not so much, thank you to my teachers for teaching us that. Thank you for rest in peace, Biggie Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Biz Markie.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good old Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Anyway, Denise, we're back to you.
Okay.
Time to get on the board. I think this is also a gimme. The only black woman to win the Best Actress Oscar.
Best Actress? Whoopi Goldberg?
That was Best Supporting.
Damn it. Best actress.
Lots of Best Supporting.
I know.
Only one.
Oh no.
Best
actress.
Halle Berry?
Correct.
Ah!
All right.
Nice.
Thank you,
bro. Mark, we're back to you.
I was thinking Hattie McDaniel.
No, supporting.
No, Best Supporting.
Supporting.
Is Washington play Halle Berry in a movie?
Moving on. This now world famous comedian might not have ended up with a hit TV show had he not dodged the draft by eating half a bar of soap.
Wow.
Give me that again. Say it again.
This now world famous comedian, and he's sadly no longer with us, might not have ended up with a hit TV show had he not dodged the draft by eating half a bar of soap.
Red Fox?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, well done. Well done.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mark is now in the lead.
Okay.
All right, Kirk. Let's see what you got.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
After suffering hair loss from a scalp condition, this Black woman would go on to pioneer hair care products for other Black women and become a self-made millionaire.
Why couldn't I have that one?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Yeah.
Kirk and Mark are tied.
Curses. Curse you all. Curses.
That was good. That was a good one.
Curse that was me. A good one.
Curse you and your little dog.
Oh my God. All right. Denise, you're going to hate this one.
Oh, goody.
Oh.
All right. Or maybe not. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? We'll see.
This woman starred in horror classics, Dracula 1972 AD, The Howling 2, and is apparently the inspiration for the controversial Rolling Stones song, Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar. I see Afro, obviously.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
Wait,
that song.
Oh, no.
Like Jackie Brown?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, Black woman.
Actress. Oh no. I'm gonna have to pass.
Fellas?
I got nothing. I see the face, but I don't know the name.
Question. Did she play Christy Love on a TV series?
I don't.
Is that Christy
That's
Love?
That's a good question. I don't believe so.
Wait, because what were the name of the movies she starred in again? You said
Dracula,
The Howling
2. 1972 AD and The Howling 2. And she actually had a child with Mick Jagger, which might have been how the song came to be.
I don't know her name, but it is the woman who played Christy Love.
Marsha Hunt?
Yep. Let me look it up. Yes, I believe it is that, though.
Marsha Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Brooklyn Tech. I should know that.
Well, that wouldn't have been the right answer either. All right.
So, wait, hold on. Marsha Hunt?
Yes.
American actress?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What? The white woman?
No. Ouch.
I got a white woman showing up here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh, there's another Marsha Hunt. There's two of them.
Mm. Ah.
Uh-huh. There's two Marsha Hunts.
Aha.
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 Yes. And she's also a novelist and an actress model.
Oh, well, she's also passed away. Sorry.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest cancer. In power.
Yes. Oh. Breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Yeah.
All right. I got to finish this up.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm. For the win.
For the win. Well, we got two more, actually, but let's see what Mark does.
All the tomatoes.
This famous jazz great once said, don't play what's there, play what's not there.
Don't play what's there, play what's not there.
Jazz great.
Damn it. I got two.
There's a lot of different options there.
But yeah.
There's one in my head right now. And Miles Davis.
That is correct.
Ah!
Nice. Okay. I was going to say Coltrane.
Suffering Succotash.
Yeah. Suffering Succotash.
All right.
I almost said Ozzie Davis. I knew it was a Davis in there.
Ozzie Davis. You good as long as you say Pootie-Tang. You good as long as you ain't say Pootie-Tang. Yeah. Right.
Sadate.
All right, Kirk.
Yes.
See what you got here. A seasoned film actor who would go on to win an Emmy for his role on the TV show Soap as well. Has a very successful run in a spinoff series and give voice to a baboon.
I would like to actually give this to Denise. She deserves, you know what? I'm a pass to Denise. Go ahead, Denise, do that.
William
do
Guillaume that from Benson.
It's actually Robert, but okay.
Robert Guillaume. Robert, sorry. Robert Guillaume. Robert Guillaume. He was also in Phantom of the Opera. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He certainly did.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you. Robert Guillaume.
She said that William Guillaume is confident.
Like, William Guillaume. Wait. Robert.
No.
His mama named him William. William.
Oh my god.
Robert.
And you know what? I'm gonna throw the 10th one up just to see,
why am I blurry?
Which one? See, you just that's all that William on your screen.
Right.
William.
All right, the last one. And anyone of you want this, you can have it. The African American congressman who represented Harlem for nearly three decades, working with the likes of John Kennedy and
Adam Clayton Powell.
Oh, see, well, there you go.
King of cats, baby.
Kirk's charity only goes but so far, apparently.
Look at Mark's face. It's like,
you want to let him finish the damn question?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Who is?
Don't shut up.
Who Mark, is?
Would you, well, Adam Clayton Powell. Would you give it being a gentleman there, Mark? he's like, I'm gonna wait for Steve to finish the question. And don't get me wrong, I wanted to finish the question, but you know,
I'm sorry, Bruce, know, but...
Kurt's a savage. No, fuck it. I closed the document already. Go fuck yourself. So,
dishes are done.
Kitchen's closed. Kitchen's closed. Take your ass to bed, ladies and gentlemen. That is tonight's episode of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Denise, for you know, committing to whatever this is going to be for the next. I don't know. We've been at this now like 6 years.
Yay!
Oh my God.
I'm looking forward to more. Yes.
Fantastic. The shenanigans. We're looking forward to having it with you. Mark, Kirk, as always, thank you. I appreciate you, and I'm sure our listeners do too. Don't forget, folks, visit our friends over at Speculative Fiction Academy. They'll teach you how to write. We've all got books out. Please go buy them. And that's pretty much what we've got for tonight. Thank you all for visiting. Happy end of Black History Month. And we will see you all next week.
Mm-hmm.